The laundry list of policies, memos, and reports on cybersecurity over the past 6 years is quite extensive. The Office of Management and Budget tried to address significant holes in agency networks and computers, but paper alone didn't change the way the networks are protected. It takes senior leaders to acknowledge the dangers. Experts say this is among the major differences today than in 2006 and the silver lining in the VA data breach. Dan Chenock is a former OMB official and served for 6 years as the chairman of the Information Security and Privacy Advisory Board, a federal advisory committee. He says the government is in a different place now than in 2006.
You've got agency mission leaders understanding how IT and especially cyber, the connection of their information through open networks, largely, and in some cases closed networks, reaches their constituents and how that enables them to accomplish their mission more effectively. So they understand that a threat or a risk to that is a mission-critical threat or risk.
And one of the best and most recent examples of how tightly officials grasp cybersecurity now came during the recent Cyberstorm 3 tabletop exercise. The Homeland Security Department first kicked off this exercise in February 2006. Since then, it has grown to include a larger number of state, local, international, and private sector organizations. Jeff Eisensmith is the Chief Information Security Officer for the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Directorate at DHS.
We went through a drill of a cyber attack, and we had principals from all the agencies, all the power grids, power, water, SCADA of all varieties. We had the international partners there, and it was really the first time that I saw that level of senior management knowledge that there were, you know, just what a cyber threat could do, what the physical ramifications could be. And that one brought it home to me to say that it's not just an IT concern now, and the upper level management knows it.
Eisensmith's description of the collaboration and coordination during Cyberstorm wasn't always the case. Before the VA incident, senior officials looked at IT security as a backroom function. And beyond the Defense Department, many senior leaders only paid attention when their FISMA reports to Congress were due. Karen Evans was the OMB administrator for e-government and IT during the VA data breach. She's now the director of the U.S. Cyber Challenge.
That one made it real because it affected so many people, and it affected a population that the American people are very fond of, which are veterans. And so it was a national incident, even though it wasn't something like, you know, oh, somebody came in, exfiltrated out the information, but it showed how vulnerable you really could be, even when you thought you were doing everything right.
The VA incident also opened the door for CFOs, program managers, and most anyone who never really worried about technology before to pay closer attention to cybersecurity. ISIS Eisensmith says the shift is even more pronounced now.
Security is becoming a customer-oriented service. So what is it that my mission has to do to get the job done? This shop is not here to do security. This shop is to enhance the mission. So the role of the security engineer is becoming a lot more key to us. So policy says you can't do this. All right, find me an alternative way that has compensating controls that will allow me to get the mission done, but still do it in a manner that I can accept the risk for.
He says that means security is more flexible to let agencies meet their mission. But to get to this flexible place, OMB laid a lot of groundwork over the last 6 years and continues to address growing areas of security concern, such as cloud computing and mobile devices. While at OMB, Evans, or then Deputy Director for Management Clay Johnson, issued 5 memos between May and September 2006 addressing cybersecurity. The following year, OMB issued 5 more memos, and in 2008, issued 6 more memos, in all, 17 memos highlighting new or existing initiatives over a 2-plus-year period. While memos alone don't make agencies more secure, initiatives such as the Trusted Internet Connections or the Federal Desktop Core Configuration started to stick and turn the government's cyber posture for the better. Evan says agencies have been moving in the right direction, albeit more slowly than she and many would have liked.
You're now at that next stage, so it has to really hit the applications and, you know, what technologists would call the application layer. But I really believe that, for example, the Trusted Internet Connection in combination with proper implementation of Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12, which is really controlling access, authorizing people to what they should have access to and saying these people are the people who they are. I think it's the combination of those two things together which will turn the tide, so to speak, in the cybersecurity world.
Others point to the move to continuous monitoring as a way to meet the Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA, as the biggest change. Alan Paller is the research director of the SANS Institute and an outspoken critic of the paperwork compliance aspects of FISMA. But over the last few years, a couple of agencies had what he called an aha moment when it came to securing their systems. Paller says that now has spread across the government.
What Streifer and NASA and these other guys did is they said, wow, if I handed the guy who has administrative privileges on a machine the list of two or three things he has to do first, he might just do it. If I give him a list of 1,000 things, which is what he used to do at the end of a vulnerability test, then he'll just ignore me. They saw that they had a lever and they didn't need power. The big breakthrough was they saw they could do it without command and control authority. Because a lot of security people think they can't get anyone to act without power. And these guys said, oh, wow, if I just show them what to do and grade them on doing it, they'll do it.
It's focusing on those few areas, as Paller talks about, that has made a huge difference. Paul Nicholas is a senior director in Microsoft's Trustworthy Computing Division and a former White House director of cybersecurity. He agrees that the changes to FISMA and the implementation of the federal desktop core configuration were important initiatives, but it's something as simple as paying attention to patch management that has greatly improved agency security.
The faster that patches can be deployed, the shorter the risk window is. You know, there was a time in the federal government where it could take 60 to 90 days to get a critical patch deployed. And so, you know, getting that cut down to a matter of hours is a dramatic reduction of the window of risk for government agencies.
Nicholas says each of these initiatives have built on each other to create a patchwork of cyber defenses, or what many are calling defense in depth. Eisen-Smith says ICE is testing this concept in several ways. One of the pilots is changing the way they run their security operations center. He says they used to run it as a cat and mouse game where the agency had a large attack surface and bad actors had to find any one weakness. Now, Eisen-Smith says, ICE is borrowing a DoD approach called a kill chain.
What it says is that every time you get chipped over, there are multiple layers in your defenses. Where did they get in? At what point did you find it? So you begin to refine the process and you begin to look at every single intrusion that you have. You find out what the source is. You keep plugging the source of the weaknesses. And you eventually create a body of knowledge and a layer of defenses that's fairly robust. And at this point, if an opponent wants to get in, they have to defeat every one of those layers. We really kind of change the way we do defense so that it becomes a lot harder for the offense than it does for the defense. It takes a long time to get to that level of maturity, but once you're there, it really makes life a whole lot more tenable.
While all experts agreed progress across the agencies has been significant, plenty of cyber holes remain. Paller says one of the biggest challenges for many agencies is in their workforce.
The demand for advanced cyber skills has skyrocketed. You'll hear that from General Alexander. You heard it specifically from Secretary Napolitano. There is no more critical need, but we now actually have national programs that are getting off the ground to build a pipeline of the advanced talent.
DHS recently adopted recommendations from an advisory group for how to increase both the technical skills and the number of cyber workers. And getting the right workers with the right skills is a big part of fighting the advanced and persistent cyber threat agencies will continue to face. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.